Tuesday, the Oklahoma Supreme Court heard a lawsuit over a 2014 bill about oil and gas taxes. As State Impact's Joe Wirtz reports, the outcome of the constitutional challenge could extend far beyond Oklahoma's oil fields.
For 20 years, oil and gas production from horizontally drilled wells has been eligible for a tax break that reduces the top rate of 7% to just 1%. This incentive was written when horizontal drilling was new and novel, but today horizontal drilling is mainstream and it has fueled much of Oklahoma's oil boom. That incentive expires next year, so Republican lawmakers and the energy industry worked during the 2014 legislative session to write a replacement. House Bill 2562. Everyone agrees this bill was written to reduce taxes on oil and gas production to keep them from returning to 7%. It's a bill that adjusts tax rates and tax rate periods, but is it a revenue bill? That definition is important because this court battle isn't about policy, it's about procedure. First, a little background. In 1992, voters approved a state question that placed extra legislative hurdles on revenue bills, including rules that require a 3/4 vote in the House and Senate, and that such bills cannot be filed during the last week of session. House Bill 2562 failed to meet those tests, so Oklahoma City Attorney and legislative watchdog Jerry Fent sued. Fent says it never should have passed the legislature, and it never should have been signed by Governor Mary Fallon. Fent spoke to me after the hearing.
Since 1992, they've never really said in an order that tax reduction does not have to comply with Article 5, Section 33.
But the state of Oklahoma says tax reductions don't have to comply to that part of the Constitution because tax reductions like HB 2562 aren't revenue bills. Representing the state, Solicitor General Patrick Weirich argued to a Supreme Court referee that the court should focus on the motivation of the lawmakers who authored the bill. Weirich, what was the legislation's primary purpose? To stimulate the economy. The authors didn't pass this bill to raise revenue. The court has always used intent to test the constitutionality of legislation. Fent argued that such a test is dangerous because it's subjective. It's a social test, not a legal test. Fent told the court that if it sides with the state and affirms the law, lawmakers could even use the economic stimulation argument to raise taxes one day. Fent, does it stimulate the economy to tax 99% of my income or capital gains? The court referee, Daniel Kareem, only asked a few questions at the hearing. He asked Weirich if the legislature could fix the issue during next year's session. A lawyer for the Oklahoma Independent Petroleum Association, which filed a brief in support of the state, said such a delay would hurt the state's oil and gas industry because energy companies are already planning where they might drill next year. The referee will write a report to give Oklahoma Supreme Court justices. The court can agree with the report when it makes its ruling, or the justices can craft their own response or call for another hearing. If the court rules broadly, Fent says the case could create a domino effect that impacts legislation enacted years ago.
Since 1992, there was 13 different revenue bills. Then a person could file a class action and go back to those and have the money returned.
If Fent's lawsuit does prevail, Solicitor Weirich, the state's attorney, implored justices not to make its ruling retroactive. For State Impact, I'm Joe Wirtz.
State Impact is a collaboration of Oklahoma's public media stations. More at KGOU.org.